Weather forecast technologies which predict daily weather systems up to 7 days ahead have been advanced for years at the Bureau of Meteorology. But their seasonal forecasts, which predict the average of weather systems over 3 months, have been based on historical weather data, a model that will be overtaken in the winter by a new technology called POAMA, or Predictive Ocean Atmosphere Model for Australia. Peter McIntosh, Principal Research Scientist with the CSIRO's Marine and Atmospheric Research Division, says the new dynamic climate model collects more data and produces more accurate seasonal predictions.
The statistical models are relatively simple. They might just have two or three predictors. They might just say, look, we'll look at the Pacific Ocean temperature, the Indian Ocean temperature, and we'll use those two things to predict rainfall over Australia. Coupled climate models, the atmosphere and ocean and the land all coupled together, use observations from the top of the atmosphere down to the surface and then from the surface of the ocean down to as deep in the ocean as you need to go, which, you know, could be a couple of kilometres. And all that information is synthesised by this computer model to help predict the future.
So what has driven this shift in predicting weather?
Well, the shift to POAMA is because a dynamical coupled climate model like POAMA is going to be more accurate than a statistical model, which is the way the Bureau used to make these seasonal climate outlooks. So a statistical model basically looks at the past and says, let's try and understand how, in the case of the seasonal outlook, how ocean temperatures are related to rainfall in Australia. And then we use what's happened in the past as a way of predicting the future. And one of the problems with that sort of model is that you assume that the statistics from the past and the statistics in the future are the same. And because our climate is changing, the past is less of an accurate indication of what might happen in the future.
Seasonal forecasts are commonly known to be used for farmers to plan ahead for their harvest, but it's also used for natural disaster planning for many sectors across Australia, like emergency services, defence and insurance companies. Various Canberra agencies like Treasury and Cabinet are briefed monthly on seasonal outlooks. Energy companies use it to prepare extra resources for a cold winter ahead or an unusually warm summer. Andrew Watkins, Manager of Climate Prediction Services at the Bureau, explains the shift to this new model will yield more comprehensive results and will be able to take climate change into account.
Moving to a dynamical model, as we call it, a physics-based model, it is a big shift because it requires a lot of computing power, it requires a lot of science, and it requires a lot of effort from our researchers to bring it all together into a package that actually does as well or better than those old statistical models.
And will this new technology be able to predict the kind of record-breaking events we saw over the summer?
Well, what these long-range models tend to do, or what they do, is give you probabilities of getting wet conditions or very wet conditions and so forth. So this is all about managing risk and working with odds. And so everyone's, you know, been to the races or the casino or had a flutter on the Melbourne Cup or something or other. We all understand that odds mean that you're not guaranteed for something to happen. But, you know, if you've got good odds, it's more likely to happen than not. So rather than actually saying we will have an extreme summer, it'll say, you know, the odds are increased now that the heat will continue or that the rains might come in a strong way or so. So it's really about understanding odds and understanding risk management.